I would also add, get it wet first.
Yeah, that's a hot tip.
Yeah, don't just, like, go right at it. Because it's like, you're doing nothing, dog.
Yeah, that's another thing I think that with men just comes with skill and experience.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I had a man just do a lick of the fingers.
Game changer.
And then go for it. Yep. It was like, whoa, hello.
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, well, we just got on the express train. Yeah. What? Who knew? Because I'll be honest, that's something I did not know personally.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I masturbate, I don't really use toys, so I just use my hands. But I did not know of, like, use lube or a little wetness.
Yeah, you lick your finger and then you go down there.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I will say this, maybe the only time I say this on the pod, I did learn something from a man. Welcome back to Shooters Gotta Shoot. I am your co-host, Erica Sparrow.
And I'm Molly DeMillier.
And we've got a great episode for you this week. We are talking about what men need to know about the female body.
And what, off the top, what do you think men need to know about the female body, Erica?
I mean, it's like, you want my top five? You want my, you know.
Pick like one. The main thing, if you say like, this is what men need to know.
Need to know. I'll give you a general. I would say women go through a lot.
Ooh, that's a good one.
There's a lot of stuff we go through that you don't have to go through just because you're a man.
Yeah,
I know that's vague, but I feel like that's an all-encompassing of, like, we're talking literal biology things and also, like, sexual things.
And life.
Yeah, well, that. Yeah. And societal things, you know? Yeah. There's just a lot. There's a lot. What would you say?
I mean, what they need to know, I mean, broadly, a lot more than they do.
That's why this article exists.
But I would say probably that every woman is different.
That's also a very good one.
Thank you.
And that also goes for multiple categories.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We both went broad. Okay. Yeah.
So I don't think we actually even need to read this. I think we nailed it. Yeah.
We nailed it.
Yeah. So that's our episode this week, guys.
This article is listen. That's every bullet point. It's listen to us and believe what we are saying. It's truly, can I say this?
Yeah.
Anyone I've ever dated or even male friends of mine I've had for like a while, I feel like every single one of them, there's been at one point where I've said something and they were like, really? And they learned something about the female body. They were like, I didn't know that. And I'm like, you're almost 40. No one's told you this? Like, no one's told you this.
Nothing is hotter than when a man, like, asks you if you like something before they do it.
Ooh, that's debatable, though.
Wait, why wouldn't you like it?
Well, I think of the thing of a lot of guys have been like, well, a girl doesn't want you to, like, ask her if you can kiss her. They just want you to kiss her.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, I mean, that's a given, you know. But, like, sexually, like...
I think that, you know, includes the sexual bubble. I think some people are annoyed of, like, constant asking.
Oh, yeah. I don't want, like, constant asking.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Definitely, like, read the room. But, like, if it's, like, a bigger thing, like, I don't know, like, butt stuff. Like, you know, ask. Like, try a little bit, but don't just, like, jump right in there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, butt stuff's a big consent one.
You know
what I mean? I think that's why it gets blurry, because if it's, like, okay, a little, like, ass slap.
Right.
Does that need to be asked?
No, I don't think so.
See, but this is where, like, as we say, all women are different.
Yeah.
Some would be like, yeah, no, don't ask, you can do that. And other people would be like, oh, that also feels, like, violating to me.
Right. Well, I do also like the question of, like, what do you want me to do to you?
Right. Yeah,
that
what you
opens
like.
Up the door. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Instead of just like, yeah, I don't want to be like, can I kiss your neck? Like, you can leave.
I mean, I've told people to do that because everyone forgets.
That's the thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to direct them a little bit.
Okay. Wait, you know what's funny?
What?
So I've been on like, I've been throwing friends on when I just like want to throw something on.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't watched it in a long time. Just watched an episode recently, actually, about... when Chandler's with a girl and Monica does the little chart that she makes up.
Oh,
and tells
him
the numbers.
The
of
seven.
Like,
seven. Yeah.
She says, she goes, there's seven androgynous zones, right?
Right.
But for the first time, I was like, is that true? I looked it up. There are seven androgynous zones, but they're not the exact zones that she did, because like the seven is like the vagina, right? So, but that's not one. But there is seven zones, and I think most of hers actually probably were the same thing.
What are the zones? Do you know?
Can you guess any of them? Would you think? It's like sensitive areas on your body.
I would say the ear.
That's
the
one.
Neck,
yes.
The nipple.
Neck. Nipple was not on there.
Really?
It was not
that's
on there.
Fascinating.
They're like areas you wouldn't think. So I think that's why.
Oh, thigh.
Back of the knee.
Really?
Back of the knee. Yeah.
Never had that.
Right? But it's areas that like people don't touch often. So I think that's why like we know all men are going to the nipple. You know?
Right. That's true.
And that is also something that varies each person.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they kind of look like little targets. So
they do. They do. Yeah. They do. I'm like, I don't have my list on me. But any other ones? You got three. That's pretty good.
Hip. And save it spots that people don't.
No, but I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
The front of the hip. Like, where most people get that
like
hip.
Like the hip bone? Yeah.
Yeah. People don't think that hip bone spot.
Oh, yeah, it's a good spot. Well, so it's spots that you wouldn't think of. So, like, it wouldn't be the vagina then, right?
No, like, that's not on there.
Oh.
But there was a bunch I was like, I don't think it was on her list, but I do. Like, the ear, the neck, probably not back of the knee, inner wrist.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's hot.
But that makes sense. Yeah. But it literally said this is an area most people don't get touched and thin skin. It's almost like think we're getting a tattoo would be sensitive.
Oh.
And those are kind of the areas.
Ribs.
No.
Like, I
misled you. I misled you. All right, we have four.
Fine. Now I'm just thinking about tattoos.
No, I almost think you should Google this so I make sure I get it right.
Okay.
I do know another one. Feet.
Why?
You like, have you ever had a man just give you a little bit of a foot rub?
Wait. So I'm just thinking about where they're going to kiss you.
Oh, no. It's just androgynous zones of, like, being touched.
Oh.
But,
I was playing this game wrong.
A lot of people do kiss feet.
Yeah.
It's not wrong.
Right. Okay, that makes... Okay, I'm with you on that. Okay. I'm just getting touched.
Yeah, or, like, it's a very sensitive area. And I've had that, too, of, like... not that I've had many men do this, so this is a PSA to any man listening. Great move of just give your girl a little bit of a foot rub. That just relaxes your whole body.
That's very true.
Okay, we have two more. The scalp.
I was gonna say I was like top of the head.
Yeah, that makes sense. That one makes sense for men. I mean, I love it too, but I feel like I've had many a man be like, just rub my head a little.
Yeah,
bit.
A little like head scratch.
A little scratch.
Yeah. I like to do that like when I'm flirting with a guy. Like if we're talking close, like either like a good little like beard scratch or like. Kind of like
really?
A head scratch, yeah.
Oh, that's a pretty bold flirt.
Thank you.
That's a bold flirt. I respect that.
Thank you.
Okay.
I was hitting the zone.
Okay. And then this one actually is an obvious one, the last one.
The butt. Yeah. I guess. Like, what kind of touch, though? Well, I guess really, like, any kind of touch is good.
Well, I feel like it's like most zones, it's either very lightly or very hard.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, like, it is, the butt's an area, I think, like, especially, like, naked, how often is anyone really touching your naked butt unless you're, like, are having sex with them, maybe? But it is, like, I feel like that's the surprise spot of, like, a little ass tap.
Yeah.
Or even, like, a little squeeze, like, it's just like, woo.
Yeah, that's true, because also, like, obviously you can't see it coming.
Right.
You know? That's what I like about it.
Mm-hmm.
I like a good little ass tap.
Yeah. And side note, while we Googled this, there were many other articles that came up, some are claiming 35 zones, whatever, but.
Yeah.
I like this
right.
list.
Yeah, this is a good list.
I think the ear is the one that a lot of people forget. On men, specifically. Let me say that. Let me throw that to men.
Yeah, I like the ear a lot.
The ear's
and
nice.
Even, like, even if just, like, heavy breathing.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah, that'll get you where you need to go.
Yeah, it's sensitive.
Yeah.
Okay, well, before we get to our article for the podcast, we are sponsored, everybody. We got Sunset Lake CBD. If you like any CBD products, check them out and use our code SGS20 for 20% off. I recently tried something you just talked about in a previous episode, the Arnica cream.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of like a body butter.
Yes, yeah. Very, very thick cream, and you mentioned it for your knees after running.
Yep.
Well, I went out this weekend with my good friend Ngozi. We went to this dope, like, DJ dance party, party. We're only going to go for a few hours. We were there 5 hours.
I've been there.
My knees the next day were shot.
Ooh.
And I wasn't even dancing like grinding with people like we used to do.
What kind of shoes were you wearing?
I was wearing very, very comfortable sandals.
Okay.
But it just, yeah, I just was like, man, maybe it's just because I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I used that stuff the past couple nights. Helped me a lot with my pain.
Nice.
Helped me a lot with my pain. So I'm a fan. Highly recommend, whether you're, you know, doing healthy activities like Molly or just at a big dance party like me in Brooklyn. Just go to sunsetlakecbd.com and use SGS20 for 20% off.
Versatility in the product.
And here's a fun fact I also learned when Molly was out of town. I tried the CBD melatonin. The next day, I was knocked out a little bit in the morning.
Oh, yeah, you texted me.
Yeah, I was like, I am half asleep. And you were like, when did you take it?
There's directions on the bottle, guys. Erica did not read
You know, I just hear Molly on the pod, like, I'm just popping these CBD gummies. I'm just popping my CBD. Just pop, 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 pop off. And
you know I have anxiety.
I know.
I'm just trying to be happy.
So, but my brain was just like, I can just have a little bit of this, and I'll be fine. And so I came home from whatever I did, and I did take a couple drops under the tongue right before bed.
You did a couple?
How many are you supposed to do?
So there's also like a measuring thing on the dropper.
Oh, there
and
is?
Yes. The directions are on the bottle. Read it before you eat it, Erica. Okay?
So I trust the people at sunsetlakecbd.com to help us out.
They sent us multiple packets of information.
Oh, I definitely didn't read the packet, yeah. Yeah, I didn't read the packet.
You kept arguing me about what was in the stuff. I was like, read the packet! So fast.
We got so many products, man! Just, you know, read it. Here's the point. It works.
It fucking works.
It works. And if you would like a very long sleep, you could take several drops, and that's all I'm going
to
say.
Or if you would like a normal sleep, you can just fill it up to the little red mark on the side of the dropper. Pop it in your mouth and hold it on your tongue for about 30 seconds and use it an hour before you would like to go to sleep.
Yeah. That part, that's I messed up. Yeah. So.
So I've been using the products. I just came off a bit of a bender in Nashville.
Mm.
Came home with like a little bit of anxiety. You can hear the whole story on Patreon about why, you know, my life's a little stressful right now. And I've just been like taking the CBD and I'm starting to come back down, feeling a little bit more evened out. You know, the serotonin's coming back.
Yeah, balancing it out.
You know.
Yeah. So just visit our guys at sunsetlakecbd.com. Use our code SGS20 for 20% off. And if you want more percent off, join our Patreon. You can hear all about Molly's escapades in Nashville, which are quite entertaining and quite steaming. Patreon.com/shootersgottashoot.
And I will say with Patreon, we actually noticed some cards were getting declined, and that if you sign up for a year, you save, what, 10%?
Yeah, 10% if you pay for a year.
And you don't have to worry about your card getting declined. So if you want to make sure you never miss out on any of the tea, it's really coming in. And also we're going to be doing some giveaways over there soon. So if you want to make sure that you don't miss out on anything, just sign up for a year.
Yep, come through.
Anyways, I think we got to get to this article.
Okay. All right. So what men need to know about the female body. Oh, it's written by Dr. Emily Morse from Sex with Emily. Okay.
Yes, this is. And this is in Ask Men, so it's targeted specifically for men. And I think this is really interesting for us to take because our whole approach with this podcast is advice that's out there for women from men.
Yeah, most of it.
And so this is kind of like the 180, you know?
Yep, uh-huh. All right. Oh, I love going through these.
Yeah. All right, so let's do it.
All right. If you really want to please a woman, you've got to move from top to bottom. While your genitals are pretty much running the show from the first suggestion of sexual activity, your partner needs a little more stimulation above the belt to get there. And no, I'm not talking about her breasts. Nice tip, Emily. Appreciate it. Yeah. Appreciate that one.
She was like, tell him not to grab the boobs right away.
Yeah, right?
Like, they're going to need this.
Yeah, that's my favorite guy. They're like, oh, you want more foreplay? I can touch your boobs. Like, oh, great. All right.
They just squeeze them.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
We've all been there.
Been there. All right. The largest sex organ for a woman is not the clitoris or the elusive G-spot, keyword elusive, but her mind. That is where the action should start. Words are aphrodisiacs for many women, especially when those words are chock full of affirmations that fill her need to be sexy and desired. If you really want to wow your partner, paint a verbal picture of all the things you want to do to her by whispering in her ear. This has both physical and mental appeal. Your warm breath on her ears will send chills down her spine while your hot words speak to her sexual desire. Literally what you just said 2 minutes ago.
So, yes, but I do have a caveat.
Okay.
Of, like, you gotta do it right.
Well,
you know, like, if you don't say the right thing, or it's just, like, you're saying, like, weird stuff, no, you know, like, because have you ever, like, you talk about this all the time, like, the guy just wouldn't shut up. And, like, way too hard. And how many, like, I've definitely made out with dudes just to get them to shut the fuck up.
Yes.
You know? So, like, you gotta know that you're doing it well.
Well, I was like, the key tip here, because I've also experienced this, I've felt this, is saying that words are aphrodisiacs and making them feel desired and sexy.
Yeah.
So, literally, a dude just being like, I love your body, or, like, you look so good right now, or you look so sexy, like, ups your confidence like you wouldn't believe.
Oh my god, yeah.
Especially during, you're like, yeah, look at this sexy body.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're like, I can't see it, but I'll take your point of view.
Yeah, or like, I want you so bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think what she's trying to say with the ear thing is just like, get the right things. Then an added measure is whispering them in someone's ear.
Yeah.
It adds a lot of heat.
The whisper is pretty clutch.
Yeah.
Something about it.
For sure. Or it's even like, even when I've said things that were not good words in bed, right? but I knew that, I didn't, or maybe because, like, I just felt like it was sexier, of the, like, whispering it, / in their ear, you're like, oh, it'll be so sexy, though, if I just say it this way. Which I think for men, you kind of can get away with.
Yeah.
But yeah, women, it's kind of both.
But I would also say there's a huge difference between a whisper and a mumble, and I feel like a lot of guys put out a mumble. Oh. And have you ever just been like, you're trying to be, like, really hot and sexy, and then you're like, what? What'd you say?
What was that?
Come again?
What was that?
One more time. A little louder for the people on the back.
I don't know what I'm consenting to.
Yeah, exactly. Because you don't just want to say yes, and then, you know.
I've been there.
Been shocked.
Mm. All right, next one. It's all about the clitoris.
Sure is.
Woo-woo.
Nailed it, Emily.
Here's an alarming but true fact. Most women do not regularly orgasm from intercourse alone. Let's reread that line. Most women do not regularly orgasm from intercourse alone. Quick pause. I feel like we are in such a more sex-positive society, and there's so many women now just talking about, like, yeah, I like when a guy goes down on me.
Yeah.
That it is truly alarming when a man still does not know this.
Yeah, it blows my mind.
Right?
Yeah. And, or the ones who just won't do it.
Mm.
Yeah, I had one of those recently. It was just like, what?
Patreon.com/shooterskinofshoot.
Yeah, that's quite the tale. But, like, I don't understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've been there, too, of, like, it's not that the person doesn't do it, but you have to ask, and then you feel bad asking.
It's so weird. And because, like, men will ask.
Yeah.
And, or, like, if you don't do it, then that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Or not even ask, and just do a little nudge.
Oh my God.
Not a thing.
That should be a... We need to write a what not to do.
Yeah.
Do not do a nudge.
Right?
That's, yeah.
Odd, though. I've had some men be like, oh, if a girl nudged me, I think that's hot. And I was like, what?
Really?
Yeah, like, I was like, I would never. That feels like a violation. Especially, like, someone, like, yeah, first couple times you're with them.
Yeah, and, like... Also, if they're, because I'm just, like, picturing the actual, like, physicality of it.
Yeah.
Because for that to happen, the guy would likely be, like, on top, right?
Right.
So it's, like, they're in that position, like, trying to do something, so you don't want to be like, no, like, bad boy, this is what you gotta do, you know? It feels like you're putting them in, like, time out.
Yeah, or I've had someone give me that advice of, in terms of different position of if you like, sitting on someone's face. Like, I was like, how do you know, communicate that? And I've had guys be like, just do it. And I was like, what?
No, I ask. They usually get brain pretty pumped.
Yeah, like, I was like, no, I'm not going to just, shove a dude down? Like, not my vibe. All right, next one she has. So while you're pounding her vagina like a jar with a lid that just won't open, you're completely missing the key to her orgasm. I get it. You're a man. You don't have to ask for directions. So I'll give you a hint. It's hidden in plain sight right above the doorway you've been knocking at.
Oh,
okay. Damn. All right. Okay. The clitoris may not look like much, but don't be fooled by its appearance. That little love button houses 8,000 nerve endings, twice as many as the head of the penis, making it your new best friend. During foreplay, try stroking the area around the clitoris before rubbing it gently in a circular motion with your index and middle finger. If you're not sure how she likes to be touched, have her show you herself.
Mm-hmm.
Once you become comfortable with speed and pressure, feel free to explore it with your mouth and tongue. And since somewhere around 75% of women actually require clitoral stimulation to orgasm, you're going to want to pay close attention to it during your favorite sex positions as well.
This is very true. I would also add, get it wet first.
Yeah, that's a hot tip.
Yeah, don't just, like, go right at it, because it's like, you're doing nothing, dog.
Yeah, that's another thing I think that with men just comes with skill and experience.
Yeah.
I remember, it's not like I never had a man be in that area and trying to do stuff, right, whether it's hands, mouth. But the first time I had a man just do a lick of the fingers.
Game changer.
And then go for it. Yep. It was like, whoa, hello.
Yeah. What's going on?
We just got on the express train. Yeah. What? Who knew? Because I'll be honest, that's something I did not know personally.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I masturbate, I don't really use toys, so I just use my hands. But I did not know of, like, use lube or a little wetness.
Yeah, you lick your finger and then you go down there.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I will say this, maybe the only time I say this on the pod, I did learn something from a man. I learned that tip. If I just was like, what did he do?
Oh, how did that taste?
Oh, God. I wasn't going to tell him. All right. Next one. Take it slow.
Yes.
Yeah, this was almost the thing I said is the general thing.
Yeah.
I was going to say, take your time.
Yeah, I think that goes with what she was just talking about of not pounding. Mm-hmm. Like, if you feel like you're pounding, you're doing it wrong. Slow it down. I feel like for most women, it's more motion of the ocean, and everybody doesn't want to admit that.
Funny that you're thinking literal stroke. Yeah. I just meant of, like, the whole experience. Of a lot of times people just move very quick to, like, let me get a condom. And you're like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you just took my clothes off.
Right.
And it's just like, oh, condom already?
Well, yeah, because then also I feel like in a woman's brain, when that happens, you're kind of like, well, my fun is over.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
What are we going to do once that's on?
Been there. Yeah. You're just like, oh, I guess the clock's calmed down.
Yeah. I kind of start thinking about what else I have to do that day.
Right. Yeah. You know? I was like, all right. Well
in 30 minutes max. Yeah.
For real. All right. Patience is key when it comes to pleasing a woman, but most dudes are all about instant gratification. You want to skip the previews and go straight for the feature film, but here's the secret. Women need the previews.
Mm-hmm.
We rely on the previews to help us get turned on and revved up for the main event. So say it with me, guys. Foreplay is not a suggestion. It is a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, preach.
And if a woman, like if you do foreplay right, you're going to make a woman come.
Yeah.
And if she comes early, she will come often.
Yeah.
And it's going to be way better for you. Because you know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
It's also staying real wet down there.
Yep.
And it's going to be really great for you, too. So it's really in your best interest, men.
Oh, yeah. I mean, most women, even if they can orgasm from penetration, can't unless they orgasm before that part.
Right.
And that's the thing that they don't know.
No, they don't know it. They don't.
Mm-hmm. Or I just love, man, have you ever heard a man be like, you know, I mean, women, what do you complain about? You get multiple orgasms. We're like, a lot of you don't even give us one.
Right.
Where's this multiple orgasm, man?
Right.
Where's he at?
Yeah, we have to have that because it only happens on a few times that we have sex.
Right.
So the good Lord was like, let's give him the potential to do it five times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to get there. What did we say the one time? It was like, you got to get to Disney World and then you can ride all the rides.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, man.
Get us to Disneyland.
And lube is the fast pass. All right.
This is true.
Very true. If you have any hope of giving your lover a standing ovation, you need to slow everything down when it's time to get down. In fact, a good rule of thumb is to go 3 times slower than you usually would.
That's so aggressive. She's like, no, really? Stop.
Yeah. Think 3 times slower. Damn. Prolong the makeout sessions. Slowly undress her. And get to know those other erogenous zones before you delve into her nether regions. Women are more like slow cookers than frying pans, so when you're brushing up on your foreplay skills, remember that the best sex comes to those who wait.
Ooh, yeah. A hot makeout, that might turn me on more than anything else.
Yeah, dude.
It's so good. Sometimes I'm like, I don't even need to have sex right now.
Or this reminds me actually of a matchmaker, Patty matchmaker, millionaire matchmaker. Yeah. She has a big thing, she says to the women, of you don't know until you kiss it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is actually something she says in favor of, like, her clients. That she goes, listen, this guy is a little nerdy. He's a little timid. She goes, but I understand that sexual desire thing of you want that. She goes, but if a dude kisses you the right way, then it's there. Immediately.
Which is sometimes so frustrating because you'll be like, oh, like this guy won't ruin me. And then you have a really good kiss. Yeah. And you're like, oh, it's about to go down. No. And I will be destroyed.
Yeah. Or you're like, I don't want anything serious from this guy. I can just have fun. And then they kiss you and you're just like, well.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to call him all the time.
Yep.
Answer me this. Have you ever had a guy you weren't really interested in, whether it was literally to hook up with or for more, and then they kissed you, changed your mind?
Oh, yeah.
I've had that too.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, and it's maddening because you're like, I don't even want to have a conversation with this man. I just, I need him to be here, make out with me, and leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to, like, I need to order it like an Uber Eats.
Yeah.
You know? That's what we got to get. Well, dial a dick.
Right. And this is something too, this is not in here, but these tips she just gave of, hey, say you do have sex and say he's a man, you finish quickly, okay?
Yeah, it'll happen.
All right.
Yeah.
Compliments to the chef, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're exciting beings. You know, we're going to get you there.
And here's the thing. Women especially are not upset if that happens, if the sex continues in some way.
Oh, yeah. I had a man do this for me one time.
Yeah, I've never had this happen, but
my mind. Christopher Columbus, we will give him that.
Yeah.
Christopher Columbus.
Shout out to Christopher Columbus.
Yep. Good guy.
Not the, you know, real one.
Yeah.
It's a nickname.
Yeah,
if you don't know.
Name.
Yeah. Patreon nickname. It's not.
I do actually, I want to roll it back though to the lube suggestion.
Okay.
So I have used it. I don't often use it, but I feel like there's sort of like an order of operations to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't, I feel like if we start using lube, he's not going to go down on me again.
That's interesting because all lube is edible, correct?
It is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've
believe
never all of it is because they also make vegan lube now.
Interesting.
So
there's not an excuse at all.
There's truly no excuse. Yeah. And I literally had a friend tell me that she just got some whatever kind, and she literally put a little on my finger and was like, taste it.
Oh, did
and I did. And it tastes like, you can get ones that taste like nothing, but a lot of times it just tastes a little sweet, actually.
Oh, okay.
It might be improving everybody.
Probably.
You know?
Interesting.
It's
okay,
not bad.
It's
something like, all right, if you get like KY jelly from the drugstore, I don't know, but if you get a half decent lube from a sex store, I swear all of those are edible.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
Okay, good to know. I know they make like flavored kinds, but like I don't know what that does to like pH and all that stuff. Like I haven't really ever
gone down the
rabbit hole.
Yeah, every brand usually has one flavor or two, and then a not flavored one.
Oh, okay.
That it almost tastes like agave syrup or a simple syrup, I would say.
Oh,
it's
like, okay.
There's usually a little sweetness to it.
Okay.
Not bad.
Good to know.
Trust me, they've thought it through. I would think the little people would think it through.
Erica's out here sampling them.
Yeah, right? All right. Next one. Don't fear the vibrator.
Okay,
all right.
Let's see what she's got to say.
Reminder, this article is written for men. Admit it. You love gadgets. From your Fitbit to your electric razor to your Apple TV, you are a huge fan of anything that can simplify your life and make you look and feel good while doing it.
Apple TV is so on point.
Yeah, right? Yo, Apple TV is the shit. All right. So would you rather shy away from a gadget that can make sex twice as satisfying for both of you and your partner with half the effort? Ooh.
Okay.
Very good point. All right.
Yep.
I like how it's phrased that way.
Yeah.
Because we've discussed this before. Are vibrators intimidating to a guy if you whip them out like first time you have sex? Is it insulting? I would think it is.
Yeah, I would think so.
Mm.
And I would also feel like it would be awkward if right away a guy asked you if you had one.
Yes.
Because I feel like maybe like less women than people would assume have them. Like,
mm-hmm.
They're common, but they're not common at the same time. Like, it's probably like a 50-50 split on my friends that have them, my friends that don't.
Yeah, it's like tattoos. You got a couple or you got none.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think, like, it would be really intimidating if a guy asked you, just, like, if you had one, then you didn't. Like, you kind of got to feel that out a little bit.
Funny you say it for that reason. I was literally thinking the same thing for a different reason.
Okay.
I was thinking of a guy comes over, you start kind of, like, fooling around, and he goes, get your vibrator. There's part of me that is like, hey, are we being lazy already?
Yeah, like, you're not doing any work?
Yeah, like, it would, I don't know what I would do, a first-time situation, if someone told me to do that.
Yeah, I feel like a first-time situation is not the time, unless, well, this wasn't even a first-time situation of, it was a guy that I was, like, hooking up with, like, a little bit, but, like,
mm-hmm.
not really, like, pretty intermittently, and he was really into them, we would, like, sext about them.
Okay.
And so then, he was, like, get get it out.
Yeah.
But I think we had sex like one time before that or something.
Okay.
And it was more just like he was very sexual and was like into that. So, but yeah, there was like a conversation before we got into bed about it, which I think it made it like more seamless.
Mm. Like imagine, this is this mirror image in my head of like a guy starts to do some foreplay with his hands, like in your whatever vaginal ear area, so whether it's your clit, whether he's like trying to finger you, and then almost like it's like barely any time, and he's just like, oh, okay, get your vibrator.
Yeah.
I would be like, dude, no, you're not even trying.
Yeah. Call your Uber.
Yeah.
Or like, what if the batteries are dead?
And I mean, also
you gotta be ready to go. Like, this is something you gotta prep.
Yeah.
Mm. Sorry, my type A is coming out. Like, I need to plan if I need to charge toys.
No, that's valid. Because I haven't used mine in a long time, so I'm like, it's probably dead in my drawer.
Yeah.
Probably dead.
Yeah.
All right, the rest it says about vibrators is, no woman on record has ever left her guy for a battery-operated boyfriend. So it's time to ditch the stereotypes you've heard about using sex toys in the bedroom and embrace your partner's goodie drawer.
It did actually happen on Sex in the City, though. 100% a plot line.
I mean, yeah, like I was like, this is definitely, you know, or it's just, it's, yeah, I understand that being a fear. Or it's more like hearing women joke of like, ugh, I'll just use my vibrator then. Like, right, you couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's like, no, we have other needs.
Yeah. Yeah, like making out.
Right.
As much as she loves her magic wand, etc., she will love the feeling of it pressed against her clitoris with you inside of her even more. Plus, plus, who said sex toys were just for her? A couple's vibrator, like the Wii Vibe Plus, etc., lets you both enjoy a range of vibration patterns and can actually be worn during sex. Research shows that using toys in the bedroom can actually bring you closer together, provide more orgasms all around, and effortlessly enhance your sex life.
Okay. It definitely spices it up. Because that's something, we've talked about this 1,001 times, of just, you get into this routine.
Yep.
And so, sex toys just, it adds a whole new dimension.
Oh, totally.
One thing I've always wanted to do is go to a sex shop with a partner.
Yeah.
And, like, pick out stuff together to use.
Right.
Like, each of us pick something out. And right. And go do it.
I like that. Thank or especially, you. Like, yeah, if you want to get a couple's one. Mm-hmm. Then it is like, yeah, let's go get one together, because I know people who their partner bought them a sex toy, and of course men being as they are went and bought this like half vibrator half dildo type thing.
Yeah.
And it's huge.
Yeah.
They're like this is what you want, right? Because in their brains, you know, watching porn and whatnot, it's like, you want this like big dick, right? You want this like, well, big penetration.
They also all think that, like, if you don't direct a man on how to use the vibrator in bed, he's just going to put it inside you, and that's not where it goes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's how I got one lost inside me, you know? So, yeah, their head is just like, oh, yeah, they just want this big dick vibrating in them. And I think that's also the concern for men, that a vibrator is going to replace them, is because they're like, my dick can't vibrate. It's like, but that's not what we need.
Yeah, no.
that's not the issue.
No, but I've seen the ones, you know, it's like the one part's the dildo, and it's so long.
Yeah.
And then you look at where, like, the part that would go over the clit, right?
Yeah.
But I look at that, and I'm like, that whole thing won't fit inside of me, then I get that little clit thing at the end.
Yeah.
It's not making it
the anatomy's not right.
Yeah.
Because, like I said at the beginning, every woman is different, so that ain't gonna fit.
Right. Like, literally, clitoral placement, I didn't figure this out for a long time, but, like, how many women love being on top for sex, and then they're like, well, I come being on top. And everyone's like, you got to get up there. Like, you know, like, try it a bunch of times, blah, blah. And I've tried it many, many times. It's never happened for me. And then finally I, like, read something, and it was about, like, well, where your clit is, like, put on your body varies. So I was like, oh, I think mine's up higher.
Right.
Like, I'm just not going to get that stimulation on top the way someone else would.
Right.
So same thing. All different.
Yeah. That's why you have to try it out.
Yeah. And listen to us.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, last one. We like it wet.
Yeah, we do.
We did touch on this. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Wow. Sex Anomaly really knows what she's talking about, huh?
She does. So do we. We have nailed this.
I know, but
absolutely nailed it.
I'm just like, I am impressed. All right. Whoever said wetter is better was absolutely talking about the benefits of lube. Lubricant is the most underrated resource, yet it holds the key to an enhancing sexual pleasure. Still, many men still balk at when a partner pulls out a bottle of her nightstand. Is she dried up? Does she have hormonal imbalance? Am I gasp not turning her on? I've had that. I had a partner be offended by lube.
Really?
Not like blatantly, but it was, I could tell.
Oh, God.
And
no.
He said something like, oh, you don't need that. And I was like, well, I wanted to like try this.
Yeah.
Like us. But it was partly of like, sometimes he would lose his erection if he had been drinking, which is reasonable.
Yeah.
And all my guy friends said, oh, get some lube. You put a little lube on his dick, start touching his dick, it'll come back.
Yeah.
Right? The other part is when a guy is taking a long time to finish, you will just naturally start to dry up a bit.
Yes, okay? You will.
So that was actually my way of being like, hey, that way, this can take longer, and I'm okay.
Right.
But it was a weird thing of like someone being like, you don't need that, and I'm like, oh, guess not. Like,
oh,
then
I don't like the use of the word need.
Yeah,
that's
like
so weird.
Yeah, like he almost, I think, was almost, you know, from his perspective, kind of was like, no, like you're good and it feels good. And I was kind of sitting there like, it kind of doesn't, but then I didn't know how to say that.
Right.
Then it felt like an ego blow.
Yeah, I think he just doesn't understand anatomy.
Probably not.
Yeah, because also I feel like when you start with a little bit or start with just like wetness in general, like that is going to get you wetter. Like
oh,
the
for
first,
sure.
like, the first drop is the hardest
exactly.
to get to, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, like, when you get it going, all of a sudden, it's just like, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
It's ball time.
Well, especially, ugh, I mean, I think of, like, college years specifically. But oh, even post-college years.
Yeah.
The dude trying to put it in, and it's not going in.
Oh, my God,
and it's just, like, almost, like, just trying to shove it in there.
Yeah, trying to put, like a mushroom through, like, some weird little hole.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like.
And they just don't understand, yeah. and you're just sitting there like, yeah. It's not going to happen.
Right. Like, no matter how many times you do that, mm-mm. like, we're just going to look at each other in the eyes awkwardly.
Yeah. It's yeah. just like, yeah, man. Need something else. All right, the rest of this. While it's true that lubricant becomes especially important for women who produce less naturally or for women experiencing low libido, the fact is that lube is a fantastic sexual tool for everyone to use. Research shows that women who use lubricant regularly, whether during sex or masturbation, reported higher levels of overall sexual satisfaction and enjoyed sex more.
Interesting.
I mean, makes sense.
Yeah.
All that slipping and sliding makes sex more fluid and can help you both reach orgasm that much faster, no matter what the weather's like downstairs. It doesn't mean that you aren't doing your part, so relax and enjoy the ride.
I would also add, on top of lube, shower sex. It can be a little tricky, but...
Okay. You would recommend it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because this happened to me recently of... I knew quickly it was going to be, like, a marathon session.
Mm.
And we, like, kind of talked a little, like, in foreplay about, like, getting in the shower.
Okay.
And then, you know, when you get in there, like, I'd come, like, twice already. And I was like, he's not there yet. He's having a good time. So that's what I was like, you don't want to, like, dry up. But, like, I felt it happening. And so that's when I was like, do you want to get in the shower? And we went for a very long time after that.
There
and it's
you
just
go.
Natural lubricant, water.
True. I mean, some people would argue because of, you know, if they're sensitive to UTIs specifically, that might not be the move for them. But, I mean, I think it's essentially just switching up mediums of some kind.
Yeah.
Like starting having sex on the couch, then moving to the bedroom. Like,
right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Just mixes it up.
Yeah. The only time I've had a problem with, like, being in water and having sex in a UTI was in a pool. And it was because of the chemicals. But otherwise, a shower, I was fine. But we didn't have like any soaps or anything.
Yeah,
which is key. Like, it was strictly water.
That's another thing men don't know if you're listening. Soap does not literally go in a woman's vagina.
It absolutely does not.
It does not.
No.
Even the like whatever Summer's Eve stuff still
no.
doesn't go in.
Isn't that all kind of like a bit of bullshit?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
You know, it's a ploy to get women to buy more shit.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually fix anything. Same with like their special wipes. It's like it's a baby wipe. It's
yeah.
the same shit.
Yeah.
It is the same shit. Like, you
go
know,
to
like,
your doctor.
Yeah.
Like
what?
Take
are,
a pill.
Yeah. Like, no, I knew girls in college that would carry around Summer's Eve's, like, to-go wipes.
Oh, yeah. Because they got really big in college.
Yeah.
Every girl had it.
But their brain was like, okay, so if I'm having sex tonight, I'm going to make sure I go and I use this wipe before we have sex.
Which is also really annoying because it kind of, like, stigmatizes that vaginas are dirty and smelly.
Yep.
And I feel like that's why, like, a lot of women felt really gross for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that was... oh my God, Summer's Eve is like triggering to me.
Yeah, we should invent Summer's Adam and it's ball wipes for men because your balls do smell.
They do actually need them.
They do really smell.
Yeah,
that would be nice.
That'd be a better product.
I'd appreciate a ball wipe. Before.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, yeah, Summer's Adam or like Winter's Adam. Maybe
Winter's
like
Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah, Winter's Adam. Burly Adam.
Yeah. Just anything Adam, really.
Something. Yeah. Another thing. So. I've had friends that they've been dating people for a long time or, like, are now married.
Mm-hmm.
And recently I had someone talk to me about, like, oh, yeah, lube. We just use lube, like, every time now.
Okay.
Like, there's no shame in it. And she said after having kids, she was like, you just it's your body's not the same, and it's often harder for you to be like lubricated sometimes. But she goes, well, it's just hit the point, like, now it's just part of the routine.
Yeah.
And it will almost be like, oh, you want to fool around? And she'll be like, get the lube. Like,
yeah.
But it's not that the sex is worse because of the lube.
Right. It's probably better.
Well, I mean, yeah, like, yeah, if they tried to have it without using it. But she just means, like, you know, in comparison to, like, way back when.
Okay.
Or it's not this thing of, like, I think most men probably assume, like they said, like, oh, she needs lube, I'm not doing my job.
Mm-hmm.
Or it means it's not good. And it's like, no, it's literally like a physical body thing that sometimes you stop producing lube, whether it's because you had kids or also you've just had the same partner for a long time.
Yeah.
I've had a gyno mention that to me of just being like, yeah, a lot of times if you're just consistently with the same partner in a long relationship, like, your body's literally going to go in ebbs and flows.
Yeah, because isn't there something chemically, like, when you first meet someone, it with the attraction of, like, that's why, kind of like that sparky feeling.
Yeah.
Of just, like, it's an excitement, and that's what, like, coming is.
Or, like, the first time making out, you, like, get a little wet.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, yeah, shit just, like, fades a little bit.
But yeah, exactly. And that's why it's important to also, like, switch up what you're doing, because when you get into a routine, you're like, oh, well, no, what's next? It's like, you already played out in your head. Like, you're not even really, you don't even have to mentally be there.
Uh-huh.
And that, like we learned at the top of this article, the brain is the most important sex organ.
Brain is.
Organ.
And even more so, you know, it's something that actually really fucks with women's libido and lubrication? Birth control.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I actually did not know that.
But, like,
it makes sense.
But, yeah, so it's, like, we all know, like, a lot of, like, anti-anxiety meds or maybe depression meds. Like, it's, like, known as a label. But that actually was something that I listened to an Emily episode, and she was saying, check your medicine cabinet. She said if you start having problems of low libido, she said check all your medications. Most medications, that is a side effect.
Interesting.
But most doctors don't think to really say anything to you unless it's, like, one that is very common or they've had patients complain about.
Weird.
But weirdly, birth control can be one.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that makes sense because it's playing with your hormones.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it just kind of makes me excited. I'm like, I have an IUD. I feel locked and loaded. Like, let's go.
Yeah, man. Having an IUD.
Crap.
Having an IUD is literally like having a samurai in your vagina. Did you know that?
Yeah. It, like, chops the head off the sperm, right?
Yeah, especially you have the copper one, right?
No, I don't have the copper.
Oh,
copper is bad for anxiety.
Oh, it is? I thought that's the good one for anxiety.
No.
Oh, well, someone I know that has the copper one had a joke about, like, yeah, it literally cuts the sperm's heads off.
Yeah, that's
so
what they all
can't
do.
Can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what?
It's amazing.
Damn.
I would love to watch it. Like, I wish that I could be, like, strapped to an ultrasound as I'm having sex, or, like, I'm not good with science. Whatever, like, that machine would be that I could watch my body of just the, like, pew,
I mean,
pew.
I would bet we could find a video of that because, like, how else would they know that?
But I would like it to be me.
Well, I mean, yeah. It's you always know. More fun when it's us.
Yeah.
You know?
So, someone sponsor us. We'll get this medical treatment done. And
join the Patreon.
Yeah. That'd be a weird sex tape.
That would be bizarre.
I'd make it.
That'd be crazy. I don't know if I'd want to watch it. That would freak me out. I'd be like, I'm never letting a man finish inside me ever again. I know. Look at all that sperm risk.
Yeah. Oh, and seeing the ones that get by.
Yeah, no, just,
like,
yeah, anywhere.
It's
like, well, there's so many.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Oh God.
Can
we
lower his sperm count?
Have you ever seen, like, a pool of, like, tadpoles?
Yeah.
I feel like that's what it would look like.
Yeah,
there's
that's
like
what I, yeah.
Hundreds of them.
Chaos.
Millions. Yeah.
Chaos.
Yeah, I want to see him die.
Okay. So overall thoughts on this article.
I think it's pretty spot on. I understand why she got that PhD, or how she got it.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
Know, she knows her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, honestly, I think we nailed it at the beginning. Like, men just need to know more. They need to ask more. They need to have conversations. All the things that they're known to be very good at.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, what do you think?
Biggest tip for men, if you can make your woman orgasm, she is more likely to be happy in every other area of your relationship.
That's true.
It's kind of like, man, yeah. I hate to do a basketball reference, but I once, I went to this camp, and it was a shooting camp specifically.
Okay.
And the guy running the camp, the coach said, listen, he goes, if you can put the ball in the basket, it makes up for a lot of mistakes.
That's very true.
And that's what I'm thinking of.
That's
if you can make a woman come, it's going to make up for a lot of other mistakes.
Yeah, 100%.
Like,
well, because also, there's nothing worse than, like, not finishing, and then just they do the smallest thing, and you're like, I want to rip your fucking head off. I have so much pent-up energy, and you're really pissing me off. Murder you.
That's how we feel, guys.
Yeah.
So do it right.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll want to kill you.
Yeah.
And they're like, why is she in a bad mood? Is it her period? No, it's you.
Yeah, it's you. It's always you.
Even more so, I just think about anytime I have a friend that's not in a good relationship and they're complaining about their partner, and if I think it's like a serious complaint, I will try to steer the conversation towards like their sex with the partner, because first of all, my brain goes, well, this guy must be great in bed if you're putting up with this. And
so,
when you ask that question and they're like, no, it's not good, I'm like, so why are you there?
I've watched you have these conversations, and I think try to steer the conversation is the kindest way. No, you don't steer anything, Erica. I'm watching. You just go, I mean, is he making you come? And 80% of the time, I'll agree with you. The answer is no. I don't actually think I've ever heard a yes. But I'm going to give, maybe a 20% on the yes.
I mean...
And then you say, why are you with the guy?
Yeah.
And you're right. I 100% agree with you.
You know?
I just needed the record to reflect.
Listen.
There's no steering. There is straight aiming. That's what it is.
Well, it's like that, it's like that trick of, like, if you ask people questions quickly and you get them to answer, like, on impulse.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, it just gets the root of, I think. I don't know.
You would have made a good cop.
Because it is jarring. It's a jarring question. And
it
people
is.
Are like, no. And I'm like, oh, well, well, I don't know why you're there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make any case for this man.
This all sounds miserable.
Yeah, the whole thing sounds miserable.
I agree with you. He's being an asshole. He's not making cum.
But listen, I've also had men be with women that were insane or treating them horribly.
Yeah.
But they would go, sex is crazy.
Yeah, that's usually what it is.
Right, so for them it's like this opposite all out of the time, where I'm sitting there going, all right, man, like, I get that, but, like, you got to talk them down. Of like, I know it's great and it's amazing, but, like, all these other parts are so bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah. Oh. I've definitely, definitely know those men. It's hard to watch.
All right, any other takeaways you want to say on this topic?
I think we really nailed it.
I think we nailed it.
Yeah.
So making your girl come is very important, and it will make up for a lot of your other mistakes.
Yeah.
Just like if you can score in basketball.
Yeah, it's the same.
Man, this is going to be my new favorite quote now.
You can put the ball in the basket.
Yeah.
You can make up for a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, man. It makes up. You will win the game.
You will.
If you make the most baskets, you will win the game at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we are more likely to forgive you.
Yes, that's true.
It just is so funny that, like, in so many movies and stuff, there's always the scene or the thing of, like, the woman, like, who feels bad and wants to make it up to her husband, and usually it's sexually. But you don't really see that the opposite way.
Never.
Like, you never see a guy be like, well, what if I just, like, went down on you and didn't expect anything in return?
Yeah, that has never been a scene that's been made in the history of movies.
That's a pretty good I'm sorry scene.
I'd forgive you.
It'd be pretty great.
Yeah.
Somebody make it.
Don't buy me flowers. Chocolate? No, I'm watching my waistline.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Uh-huh.
Eat my pussy.
I mean, it works.
Yeah.
Man, are we hot girl summering or what over here? It's a very hot girl summering episode. Thank you guys for listening. If you want extra episodes and support the podcast, or patreon.com/shootersgottashoot really helps us out. And sunsetlakecbd.com, SGS20 for 20% off. Follow us at shootersgottashootpod on Instagram. I am at Sparica with 2 A's.
And I'm at the Guaca_Molly.
And we will see y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.